Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Well, it is Monday. Who are we, Stevie P? Who are we? We are here, week 2. Stevie P, Vinny T. What are we going to be talking about today, Stevie P? Allegri in, Fonseca out.
I apologize in advance. I'm under the weather. It was a busy Saturday, but, you know, we're committed to the Milan Weekly Podcast. And, you know, myself, Vinny, Sonny, Fabio, Gio, Presidente, it was time to look in the mirror and say exactly, who are we? Who is this Milan? And that's the thumbnail for tonight. And that's what we're going to talk about, because you saw what happened at Parma. You know, you'll see Gio and Fabio and Fabio's new guest, because Gio's on vacation this Wednesday, and you'll see their thumbnail come out, and it's self-explanatory of how frustrating that was. But guys, we got to get to it, and this is a very important episode. I know it's game 2, but we have a lot to talk about.
We definitely do, guys, and we're going to go through, you know, our Patreon questions. We're going to go through some news, obviously the game, what's to come, Lazio on Saturday. And on that note, cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. So we talk everything Milan, a identity crisis Milan. Who are we, Milan? But it is faithfully always Stevie P, Vinny T. Steve, we got to put this this graph for the TikTok world. But Steve, it's week 2. It's 2 weeks back to back. We're starting a bit late. It is what it is. But before we get started, Sven Goran Eriksson passing away today. I know most of us, you know, remember him as, you know, the Lazio coach, the, you know, the special relationship he had with some players. But he did a lot more than just, you know, obviously coach Lazio. But from everything that I've been hearing today, un vero, un mister, respected from the whole world. And I think he did have cancer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so we lose someone from our childhood. We remembered him, like you said, at Lazio. He did take on the English national team for a period of time. I saw something on social media from David Beckham where they met for I guess, to say their goodbyes. It was to get together, but it was to say their goodbyes. You know, Strasbourg Steve has a connection to that because he's a Lazial, but is in our Patreon. So, you know, guys like that who have a coaching tree where people learned under him. So you see, you know, pictures of Simone Inzaghi and Simeone, all guys who played under him. That's the coaching tree. It's big in American football. They see the, you know, the Walsh coaching tree, the Belichick coaching tree. It exists in European football, and he was someone who had his own tree. And once you have your own tree, it means that you did at least some things right. So, you know, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace and condolences to his family, fans, and friends. Steve, before we get into the game, I didn't get your opinion on this. I wanted to ask you, Kalulu officially signing, Pobega leaving. How are you taking these kind of, you know, I still don't understand how Kalulu is on Diritto di riscatto Burisan until 2028. It is what it is, but Pobega seems the same thing, Diritto di riscatto. I just don't like the fact that it's one less Italian in the team. I'm not talking about quality of the player, whatever the case may be. But are you taking these departures from the team?
Again, I'm not going to hide the fact that I want young guys to play. And I think we needed to give Kalulu some time, especially with what we have right now at on defense. We have our problems. I think the more we had in terms of options, the more it created some kind of, you know, competition at certain places. People didn't get too comfortable. You bring in Emerson Royal, and you know you have Kalulu that could play right back. He can give you different options, and I think loaning him out to Juve is what hurts the most because they saw something that, you know, maybe we saw at the beginning of his time at Milan, but didn't have the confidence to continue with Kalulu, and that's what hurts. The Pobega, I'm okay with that. You know, I was a strong believer even last year and the year before. You know, these are guys that, are they going to be someone who's going to be a staple at Milan? You know, time will tell. We don't know, but the time is ticking. And, you know, last year he was injured, but the year before he didn't play too much. So going out on loan, you know, to teams like Bologna, where he's going to, I assume, make the team and play, let's loan them out. It's fine. I just don't think we did enough in the mercato to solidify any chance of us cracking that Inter mega power. And, you know, we'll talk about a little bit later. Seems like Juve is back on track.
Again, it is 2 weeks in, so we shall see. Let's get it over with. Saturday, 2:45. Thank you to Stanley Cup winner Roberto Luongo. Came and take a picture with us at Chicharro's, and he's a Napoli fan. And then I asked him, I'm like, can I just break the internet and say you've chosen Milan? He just gave me the look. He's like, no, I'm a Napoli fan. Okay, but it was very nice to take a picture with us. But he was happy eating there at Chicharro's with his family. On the other hand, we're not happy. Steve, the starting lineup, when you saw it at first, I think Musa was a bit of the maybe surprise in this one. What were your thoughts? I was happy to see Pavlovic, and we're going to talk about his performance because he was fucking fantastic. But would you have done anything different on this one? Okafor was the right choice. Not after his performance, but before the actual game.
Not after his performance, but I think this is the starting lineup that people wanted to see. I have no problem with Musa in the midfield. You know, Fofana needs to integrate into the team. Pavlovic, I have no problem with him because Chao didn't do himself any favors. So everything else I'm okay with. The performance, on the other hand, I'm not too fond of. So.
You know, Fonseca is going to come up in the conversation, Steve. Musa's comments about we don't know if we had to defend or attack at one point. And I was just like, I didn't understand these kind of comments. But, you know, before we get into the negative, because there's going to be a lot of negative on this one. I know it's one game, but fucking Pavlovic, holy shit, I was impressed, man. I was impressed the way those two headers towards goal, the way he was defending, and he just seemed like he was giving his all on this pitch, where I did not see that from the rest of the team. Your takes on Pavlovic's first performance? I know it's only one, but hey.
Again, first-time performance, you know, you want to make an impact to your teammates. I didn't expect anything less. Great for him. But the thing is, Vinny, unfortunately, with how we lost the ball so many times in the midfield, how we were careless in the final third, we didn't track back. We could have had prime Maldini and prime Baresi. Parma were still going to score two goals on us. And I'm saying this honestly. I know people are going to laugh, but, you know, I get it. It's game two in the season. But Musa is someone who's played with us, you know, throughout the preseason. He's not a new signing that has to integrate into the team. You know, and I'm not even blaming him, because it's Fonseca's job to make sure that these guys are prepared. And, you know, everybody went all jizzy in their pants when we beat, you know, Real Madrid, whoever else.
Barcelona.
But guys, that's preseason. In preseason, he had to figure that out. In preseason, he had to, you know, pass on this message to this team. What do you want to be? And again, we go back to the thumbnail. Who are we? Are we a pressing team? Are we a team that's going to absorb pressure? Guys, unfortunately, Musa let the cat out of the bag. This team is not prepared, guys. This team is not prepared.
At least I have to say, for once, it's a nice difference from the past coaches. Took complete blame. Blame themselves. Like, that's on me. That's on me. I find he threw a couple of shots saying, like, you know, because coaches can come up with tactics, Steve, but the body language, Tior was fucking horrible. Okafor, how many times did we say it last year? Even though you weren't with us for 6 months, Steve, you're always saying it. Look, Okafor is a super sub. Every time he started, it wasn't, glorious. Leao, you know, it's just that, I don't know. It's hurting to see this team this way here. I know it's two games in, but for people to throw in the towel, get me Allegri, Fonseca out, it's like, Jesus Christ, guys, it's two games. There are 6 points between first and 20th place. Relax. Now, you know, people want to start talking about, he needs to turn it around, obviously. Lazio ain't going to be a pushover. Thank God Lazio won, Steve, this weekend, so we might have a better chance. But even at Lazio that, looking...
Huh? Lazio lost this weekend.
That's true. They won the first game. But other than Pavlovic, okay, you know what? We don't want to talk.
There's no other bright spot. And it's, again, I'm seeing in the comments, you know, Ruben Loftus-Cheek not behind the 10. Okay, we played Pulisic behind the 10, that didn't work. Now we're playing Loftus-Cheek behind the 10, that didn't work. I saw, you know, let's have Benny, who we still don't know if he's going to Saudi Arabia or not, and Fofana behind the Reindeers. The common denominator of all this thing, guys, is that none of those guys who are playing in the 10 spot are actually a 10.
Yeah, that's pretty. But we've never tried Pulisic and Chucky on the right. Why didn't we try that? Chucky on the right and
the first game, and people complained the first game.
You know,
guys, we don't have a 10. We don't already a 10 in this game doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in this game. Maybe we can count them on our hands, a true 10. It's up to the coach to figure out what's going on. What's the problem? And again, playing guess who every week is not going to help him. And again, the administration didn't do him any favors either. We still don't know if Bennacer is a player of Milan or not. Is he going to Saudi Arabia or not? We don't know. There's maybe 7 days left. 5 days left in this stupid mercato. You did all your work, patchwork, where guys couldn't integrate themselves in the worst possible year. the year of the Euro, where I think, again, I'm not a Mercato expert, but I assume that if you get your shit done early, yeah, maybe you'll have to pay a little bit of a premium, maybe not, but at least you'll get these guys in while they'll assimilate with each other during preseason. It cannot be that you're this dysfunctional at game, we're going to say game two in Serie A, but in theory, it's game five. You know, and I see, you know, the comments, you know, it doesn't mean nothing preseason. It does if you're bringing in new people and need to assimilate to a team. So, you know, and Strasbourg Steve pointing out that the Mercato in Saudi makes it even worse, where it closes October 16th. Are we going to be playing this ballerina bullshit with Bennacer till the 16th? Like, I'm not interested in this shit. You know, Napoli's in the same fucking situation with Osimhen. It's becoming comical, guys. And again, I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm really, really love to be in these meetings when they decide what they want to do. Because Ibra is getting a university education on keep your mouth shut and stop saying things. Because the persona that you're playing when you're in front of the CBS cameras, they're going to remember that shit when you lose 2-1 on national TV. Right? That, oh, you know, the Mercato's closed, our team is fine, we've upgraded quality. No, but it could be. And again, I don't think this is a bad team.
No.
I don't think it's a bad team of the way we played against Parma. But this team, if you put it up right now against an Inter, against a Juve,
oh, Jesus.
It's not looking good.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And as a Milan fan, and you saw through our tremendous, tremendous Sonny and his, you know, his intro, guys, the Milan that you saw there is the Milan that was feared. This Milan's not feared anymore. We have a problem.
And it showed with Torino and Parma, right? It showed with Torino and Parma. Yeah, Gazzetta, I know Fabio had sent us this. Gazzetta gives Leao the lowest grade for Milan despite assists. Leao's assist, oh please, he should be carrying Milan instead of he slouches. He should score instead. He's nowhere near the goal when he shoots. He allows Parma to score the 2-1 after that absurd switch of play. Does he deserve the lowest grade of all, out of all the players? I would have given that to Teo.
No.
Yeah, you see, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he takes the mantle of, you know, the player, the top player. We've seen him digress from an MVP Serie A season, the Scudetto year. Last year was, again, okay. And now this year, it seems like we're getting worse. So he's digressing instead of progressing. That's a big problem with a player like that who relies so much on speed. It means one big thing. They're starting to figure you the fuck out. And, you know, the slouching on the floor. And, you know, we can say the same thing with Hernandez and his stupid fouls where, he, you know, he's acting and he's trying to get the darkness of the game where, yes, he's trying to get that edge. And I'm all for that. But there's a time and a place. You know, he put in that stupid, ridiculous ball where my 10-year-old, and I have Gianfranco in front of me playing FIFA, gets ripped a new goddamn asshole if he plays that ball. And he's 11 years old. You got to be 100% sure that you can make that ball. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like he's someone who could play that ball. And that's scary. Because then you're really not a winger. Then you're then it's better we let's get this out of the let's get the cat out of the bag. Let's put him up top and press like an animal. And let's make him a striker if he wants to be a striker. Because he's walking around like he's a striker.
I just found Theo was more horrible. I don't know what it is. Like, no tracking back. He looks out of shape. Again, what do I know? I'm out of shape. Again, but it just
I agree with you 100%. The problem is that Theo has, again, and this is the only reason why I give him a little bit of leniency on this. He's playing with a mummy in front of him. Again, Vinny.
Theo
goes how Leao goes. Because if Leao is on his game, they don't want to come on that site. They don't want to play on that site. But when Leao's not on that game, then they want to attack on that side because Theo cannot be an offensive force, which he is. Hmm. No one ever said that that Theo Hernandez is a defensive juggernaut, guys.
Again, no, that's true.
Let's be honest here. You know? And again, Timmy says it over here. They're supposed to cover each other. There's no Leao covering for Theo. And right now, I agree with you. Doesn't seem to be in shape. And that's okay. Again, I'm saying okay in big quotations because you're playing a Torino that you should beat, who played very well, and you're playing a Parma that you should beat, that played extremely well. So now where do we get these points back? Because the games are just going to get harder.
Steve, let me ask you, for Saturday against Lazio, do you change anything here?
He can't. He cannot play. He cannot
Jovic
play.
Instead of Okafor?
No. Why?
I'm asking. I'm just shooting out.
Four quarters for a dollar. It's not like you're bringing in Shevchenko here, guys, when you bring in Jovic. Let's be frank here. So let's keep Okafor because, yes, when he starts, it doesn't look the same as when he gets subbed on. But this guy played, you know, in RB Leipzig, wherever the hell he played before. And started, he had continuity. He started every game. And he was getting into the rhythm of the game. If we want a backup Morata, because it looks, he's fatta de carta even him, Morata. Keep Okafor, believe in Okafor. But again, Okafor works as the two wings work. Right now, on the left, I don't see Leao getting any better against Lazio. I'll be very surprised. He could do all the gestures that he wants. He could do whatever he wants. I don't think it's going to get better against Lazio.
And as long as he doesn't shush. Captain Leao. He shushed one guy. One guy. Yeah, so he had posted that, and he had to post it because people thought he was shushing La Curva. But, Steve, even to Gio on Patreon, keep up the great work. I need you guys' positivity. Will Fonseca be able to turn this around? Ciao. Hopefully you will. We're going to get through the other comments on Patreon after. Steve, do you have anything else to say before we get into the scores, our Fubo.tv segment? In closing?
No, I like Mike's comment there. It feels like we're at game 20 because we don't look good, guys. We really don't look good. And
It's case to be worrisome, but people throwing in the towel two games in, like, guys, we're sounding, I don't even think Juventinis and Napolitans are throwing in the towel two games in, and they've only had 1 point in six.
Oh,
I know it's the word.
Threw in the towel. It changed this week, but they threw in the towel.
They threw in the towel after.
There's some depressed people in Naples. Margherita pizza wasn't as good as it was a while back ago.
I love how our AI program, what did he write? speaking Napolitan at the bottom. Yeah. He couldn't translate, just said speaking Napolitan. You know, before we do get into that Fubo, Steve, you did mention Coast to Coast on Wednesday. Would it be the local soccer show? Would it be the pregame chats? Anything on this channel? What are these people, or even your new shorts and new like little clips with that are going viral, Steve? What do the people need to do, man?
You need to subscribe, guys. Very important. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Smash the like button. Smash the little bell. The bell's going to tell you when we're on or when we post something new. Guys, you know, we're trying different things. Everybody here, we're not going to hide it. Everybody here has a full-time job. So we're trying to use our AI, our Milanista AI, to try to get us some short clips that we can post to attract new people and get you guys laughing. And I'll tell you a story about that. Today at practice, I had my little buddy, Gennaro, and his dad come and see me and say, I make a special margarita pizza for you. So I tip my hat to Gennaro. Thank you very much, little buddy. And Anthony, good people of CSRDP. Forza CSRDP.
And let's go through the our CDS segment. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for everything Serie A here in Canada and your EPL. Catch it also in 4K, not Serie A, Steve. Serie A, we're a couple of years there from 4K. I know this week there was a bit of a problem. I was trying to put it in Italian. The Italian commentary came in like 5-10 minutes later. But yes, we don't want to speak about the first result there. But Lazio, Steve, Lazio being Lazio, losing 2-1 Udinese, Udinese at home. They were able to catch this one here. And your thoughts, what kind of Lazio are we getting next week?
I think we're going to get the Jekyll and Hyde Lazio. We don't know, as usual. But Udinese are good. And, you know, I really thought after last year, I thought Udinese would struggle out of the gate there. So this is a big win for Udine. They have a nice little young Italian striker, Luca, who seemed to be very active. Had also a goal disallowed. We'll see what we get against Lazio, but hopefully we get the same Lazio that that showed up against Udine. Maybe we have a chance.
How come they didn't keep Cannavaro? He did all that work. I don't know. Was he just contracted to try to make them save Serie A? I'm not sure. Anyway. Inter back on track, Steve. Inter back on track, 2-0 senza Lautaro, but this was no surprise. I don't think anybody would have predicted Inter to lose at home against Lecce, but Inter getting it done.
Yeah, this is the Inter that the Inter fans wanted to see against Genoa. So a little blip against Genoa, but back on track against Lecce. What we all thought as Milan fans we were going to see against Parma, yet away.
One team gets it done. Unfortunately, we couldn't. Monza, no wins after two games. Even them at 1 point. Genoa taking home the 3 points. Steve, now are they breathing easier now on Napoli? It's a bit better. 1-3 at home.
Before we go to
excuse
Napoli,
me. Yes,
I want to tip my hat to Gilardino because he has Genoa playing some top soccer in terms of like mid-table to relegation stuff. They look like they're threatening all the time.
And as they were last year, because they were they were putting sticks in teams' wheels last year. So good for him on Gelardino. All is well in Napoli, Steve. 3 points in two games. Di Lorenzo making Conte happy. And all is well in Naples.
Look, I don't think all is well. I think Bologna had a bad game, and I think Italiano has some things to figure out. Italiano is known for playing a very aggressive style football that generates no chances, which is beyond me, Vinny. Honestly.
See, I'm afraid of the Champions League, Steve. I'm afraid of the Champions League. They're going to be an embarrassment. I'm afraid they're going to laugh at Italy. Like, how's this team in the Champions League?
We can't say anything. We can't say anything. Because the way we're going, we look worse than them. So we can't really say anything. But what I don't understand is, they have a new striker. They lost Zirce. They lost Calafiori. They did not really replace those guys. They have Castro up front, but they're not generating anything in the final third. They kind of have a similar, you know, a similar style, unfortunately for them, to Milan, where, yeah, they're going to be very active in terms of it, but once they get to the final third, they don't generate anything. And, you know, Orsolini, when he's on his game, it looks like a world beater. When he's like he played this weekend, he looks like someone who can play in one of our local garage leagues. It's just, it's not there. So the consistency is not there. You know, and people asking themselves why Orsolini didn't make the Euro, it's for performances like that against Naples, where unfortunately it was just not good. Napoli, on the other side, at least when KK is on his game, and again, possibly when you start to grow up a bit and you become, again, we'll put in quotation, possibly grow up, you become a father, there's new things and new things to aim for. He looked rejuvenated, he looked active. He looked, again, different than he did last year. He's on that same trajectory as Leao. What are you going to do for me now? Because last year you digressed. This year, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Hopefully, you know, just for the better of Serie A and to make it competitive, and Napoli definitely needs him to be on the top part of his talent. Fiorentina, Venezia. 0-0, even Fiorentina, not the best of starts. Fiorentina went to, who did they pick up now? Supposedly they're going to go get Adli. Supposedly he's going to go to Fiorentina for diritto di riscatto per 14 milioni. So we bought him for 10 and want to sell him for 14. But in the end, Fiorentina, Steve, keeps on trucking. I know they had their Conference League game that they tied up 3-3. But you think it's going to be another typical Fiorentina next season?
Typical Fiorentina this season game. They did. Again, their fans must be irate. If I'm a Fiorentina fan right now, I am livid. Once again, another Fiorentina. We're not going to say, again, Gomez is a good player, but he's not Chiesa, he's not Baggio. But what's with Fiorentina keeping on giving players to Juve? I can't figure it out. It's like, guys, sell him to anybody else. Why do you keep on selling players to Fiorentina?
And Rocco Gomez, so that was the first.
Exactly. Him, he was. No, vendo la Juve. I know Juve corner cast is on there. You're happy. But Rocco Gomez was the first one. No, la Juve.
I'm sorry for Liba and Youssef. Sorry. Yes, go. Another time frame. Yeah, it was the first one to trash like me. I'm not going to give it to players this. And now it's like, okay, it's mid-table purgatory. That's a good one.
Where do I sell to make money, right? And again, Motta going to Juve probably didn't make the Saputo family very happy.
No.
Let's be honest, right? Jan said what he had to said last week.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
But I'm telling you, there was no way Calafiori was going to Juve. Not after Motta was going there. Okay, I understand. They also sold him to Arsenal for probably money that Juve couldn't pay. But Arsenal, really? Did Calafiori really want to go to Arsenal? I really don't think so, to be honest. Besides the money, who the hell wants to go to Arsenal? Honestly, who wants to go to Arsenal?
Win the Premiership every year, Steve.
You're always maybe going to win. You're maybe going to win. You might win maybe one, like a shield or one of their stupid trophies, but you're never going to win the Premier League. You're going to always botch it at the end or botch it in some way, right? And Zirsi, yeah, maybe Milan. Maybe Milan had a chance. You know, Mata probably was going to probably try to bring him in there too. He's not going there either. So we sell him to Manchester United, right? So, again, I think some owners have more testicular fortitude than other owners. And, you know, Presidente always says, you know, it takes three to tango. Sometimes, you know, you have to say no. Find another team but that team.
Torino, Steve. Sei punti in due partite, beating the mighty, mighty Atalanta, who just signed Cuadrado today. You see that he went to Atalanta, but I don't think these are, you know, Atalanta is still very good, well-oiled machine. I wouldn't be worried too much if I was an Atalanta fan. But Torino, good for them, man. When was the last time they started off with two wins?
They didn't.
Well, I mean, sorry, a win and a tie.
They should have started off with two wins, but Okafor took care of that game one to give us some kind of hope. But, you know, Torino, as Genoa, look very impressive. And again, Atalanta, they took care of their business very early. They, you know, they did what they had to do day one of the season. This is a blip for them. I think Retigi looks pretty good for them. They have Scamacca injured. They're getting some veteran help like Cuadrado. They're making the right moves, you know. They're getting players. They're getting the Udine guy who ditched Inter at last year.
Samardic.
You know, they're making moves. They're getting players that are, you know, have Serie A experience, are willing to, you know, be patient with them, and it's paying off. Okay, this week maybe not, but again, for them and their fans, they could say, guys, it's game two. We're sitting at 3 points. There's a long way to go. For Milan fans, we can't really be happy with 1 point after two games. Come on, guys.
No, obviously, nobody should be happy, but I think some people are over-exaggerating. Cop Minor, Steve, is it going to get done?
I don't know. But again, that's another Juve stroke that, you know, again, creates a little bit more distance between Inter, Juve, and the rest of the teams, because they're picking up quality players that have been playing in Europe and in Serie A, where, you know, the Milans, the Romas, the Lazios are just not doing that, guys. And this is getting really scary now, guys. We finished second last year, but guys, I don't want to finish second anymore. Like, this is what frustrates me. I know it's the FUBU section, but FUBU needs to understand this. There's FUBU. Frustrated people, FUBU.
There is frustrated.
I don't want to finish second anymore, guys. I'm fed up. And I know me and Fabio are on the same page. I'm not in it for fourth place. I'm not in it to make Champions League only. We had a project. The project was Pioli would get us from C to B. And he got us there. We want a Scudetto, guys. Call it what you want, miracle, whatever it is, but we got that. But now we wanted something from B to A. And again, I'm sorry. I know it's two games, but Fonseca's not that person. Allegri's not that person.
I'm going to, Steve, it's 10 years, more than 10 years with the podcast. I think waiting 10 games has always been something we've repeated. I'm not going to judge Fonseca after two games. I'm not agreeing with you that he's not that guy. But for me, it's just like, look, I know we're going to get into it after, but again, I need to judge after 10 games. Let's go through these scores. We're going to talk about that because we will open up a can of worms with that one. But Roma losing at home, Steve. Forza Empoli making the surprise three points here in Roma. But again, as if I'm not going to be too worried as a Milan fan, I wouldn't be too worried as a Roma being blessed with Dybala staying there. Do you think that's a curse in disguise? You think this is good for Roma?
I don't know. I don't know what Roma was doing in this game. I watched this game. I just couldn't figure out what they were doing at home. It was almost as bad as Milan.
It wasn't pretty. Cagliari today, even with Como 1-1, not the most electrifying game. But then Juventus, guys, as Juventus that started last year, starting off strong once again, 3-0 win away at Verona. And, you know, to all the people that want to complain about the start that we're having, Juve was 1 point behind Inter. I think they played the derby, and that was like 13 or 14 matches in, and then they just went down. So, guys, again, it's a long season. I know maybe I'm too much of an optimist, or I try to stay positive. I am worried from how we've played, but in the end, guys, remember, it could all change. But Juve, so far, Steve, I know they haven't had like a big opponent, but I would be happy if I was a Juventus fan.
Well, this was a blessing in disguise for them because Verona beat up on Naples week one. So they came into this game knowing that they were going to fight. They were going to get an opponent, as we say it in Italian, una tosta. Someone was going to give them a game. And I think Juve is doing great. And, you know, I saw a comment in there. I don't know if it was the Juve corner cast that popped it in there. But Thiago Motta is playing some of their young studs, right? And not making them forever in purgatory and who knows where they are. And it's working out for him, right? So they're completely changing the midfield. They understood that there was a problem. They are spending. Well, let's see. They need to get back into Champions League. That's where they are in Champions League. I don't remember if they're in Champions League. Did they make Champions League?
Yeah, you will finish third.
Third or fourth, yeah. Okay, so they're good.
And on that note, week two is as come and gone, and it starts back this Saturday. We shall see each other at Chocharos for the game 2:45 against Lazio. And that was our Serie A week two recap brought to you by Football, your home for everything Serie A and EPL as well. And very quickly, I just wanted to show, even 2 weeks on, your Serie A fantasy. Somebody has sent us a message to get the code. It is on our page. I sent you a DM. How are you doing on your Fantacatro? So you're only 2 weeks in. I know you participated in a couple of them.
Yeah, I'm somewhere down in the gutters.
Down in the gutters. James Frugano asked us on Patreon, my father doesn't like Fonseca and said he didn't do anything when he was at Roma. He thinks we should go after Sarri. Do you agree? I think we need to give it some more time. Give him the first half of the season at least. First half, James. I'm not sure about first half. Marcello Presente put today that Giampaolo was fired after a 3-4 record. So that was 7 games in. Steve, we have Lazio. We have Champions League that I'm eagerly awaiting the schedule, so I know which game I'm going to go watch. We have the Derby. How many games, hypothetically? Do you give him 10 games? Do you give him 6 games? What say you, man? Not half the season, I don't think. James is more optimistic as me.
There's no way, with so much at stake, and if, this is a big if, if Ibra puts his money where his mouth is, Jerry Cardinale puts his money where his mouth is, Moncada puts his money where his mouth is, and, you know, today they came out and they believe in Fonseca, it will be the 10 games at least, right? You said Giampaolo 3-4 is where they were fed up. I don't even think with these games, especially against Lazio, if there's no performance against Lazio, it could very well be that after, hold on, do we have an international break?
Yes, there is.
Somewhere in there.
So you have
Lazio, international break, then Champions League?
Lazio, Venezia, no, international break. We have Venezia on the 15th, And then you have Inter on the 22nd. And between the 15th and 22nd, between, I don't know why there's 3 days for the first round of Champions League, 17, 18, or 19th of September for Champions League. So we do have a break after Lazio. Because, you know what, Steve, it's week three, so we need to take a break for international, you know, so to make them even more.
Again, if he doesn't get a result this weekend,
and for some, the alarms are sounding.
The alarms are sounding, guys. I'm telling you, it's because you need to get this new coach in, right? And you're starting a brand new preseason. Might as well start it against Venezia. We're not gonna bring someone in and, hey, welcome, and you gotta play. You gotta play Inter. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. And if you're going all the way till Inter, you're 4 or 5 games in, right?
Yeah.
Including the Champions League?
It's hard. It's hard to
how much they will give him in terms of leeway. But again, playing like this, guys, this is not a top 14.
No. You know,
someone asked, where does Milan finish? Playing like this, we're not a top 14.
100%. If we continue playing like this. You know, Vinny Mancini on the comments, you know, on Patreon. Good evening, gentlemen. Was anyone else a little confused, upset that we came out in the second half against Parma with the exact same incredible high line? Was clearly a bad idea in the first, as Parma kept on getting one-on-one chances against our center backs. But Madonna, it was hard to watch this for an entire match with little to no change. If Parma knew how to honestly finish, this easily could have been a 3-0 game. And that is right. Anyways, hope things improve soon. Thank you, guys, and sempre forza Milan. He's right, Steve, because if they knew how to finish, it was a couple of them was like, oof. They could have very easily, if it was, like you're saying, a stronger team, they could have put a couple of more past us. But to Vinny's question, like doing the same thing on the second half with that high line?
Well, you saw Musa. He didn't understand what he had to do anymore. So something's not working. Like, you're going to play this high line, but you're losing the midfield. And you saw Serie A was quick to show us this fantastic flicks and these fantastic through balls from Parma. Well, obviously, you're getting dissected because you're so high up the pitch and Leao doesn't want to track back. You're going to play a high line where two people that are pressing are not going to track back into the midfield. Like, you're asking for problems. And you're losing the ball so stupidly in the final third. The thing is that Milan, with Pioli, was a pressing team. They pressed. They constantly pressed. That's why the Musa comment, Vinny, really worries me.
It bothers me because even if it's the fact, Steve, maybe it's an experience, but you shouldn't be saying that on national fucking television. I don't know. We don't know if we had to defend. Like, now you're throwing your coach under the bus. You're throwing yourself under the bus because what kind, like, you're a professional player. If it is the case, don't come out and say it. And again, I don't know who to blame, Steve, because I cannot believe for a second that the coach didn't tell you your job or, like, yeah, just go out and play. Just go out and play. Do whatever you want. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
Obviously, I understand. But Musa, tell me, he was your typical American coming to, you know, Serie A. Musa speaks Italian.
True.
Musa understands Italian. Does Fonseca know how to speak Italian? Yeah, yes. I've heard him talk. Vinny, that's the problem, Vinny. It's not him talking in Italian and someone translating it to him from another language into Italian and he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand because he just doesn't understand what the coach wants him to do. And if he's saying that, there's probably other people too that just don't know what they're doing.
That's sad, but let's just turn it around, please. Strasbourg, Steve, sorry, buddy. I'll see you on the pregame, but we need to beat you guys on Saturday. Ryan Percy says, hey, Vinny and Steve, I'm getting worried. Not Armageddon yet enough, but really concerned. While the tactics weren't great, I truly think that we lost that Parma game because of a lack of intensity. Some of the recovering runs from Teo and company were actually atrocious. Theo, especially on that second goal Milan conceded, was inexcusable.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
While wearing the captain's armband too, what do you think is a bigger problem for Milan at the moment, tactics or work rate? Also, do you think Fonseca can drop players like Leao and Teo for youngsters if they keep up this level of hustle? Final is still early, but I think it's going to be 7-0 to Inter on match day 5. Sadly, I just don't see us fixing things that quickly. I like that question, Steve. Is it a tactics or a work rate? Because the work rate, we spoke about in game 1, the body language and the work rate, and but it brings the also, is it the tactics as well? It just, I don't know.
I think it's both. I think it's both. Tactics can get you so far. You have to be willing to put in the work.
Would you think you would be able to sit guys like that to put in youngsters?
It's very, very ballsy. I don't think he has the balls for that.
I don't think he does as well.
Fonseca, guys, let's be honest. Fonseca is a journeyman. He's a journeyman coach. He's not going to stay somewhere for, and that's the stuff that pisses me off with signings like this. Because, you know, yes, Pioli was the same type of mold.
Journeyman, yeah.
Journeyman. But again, Pioli, he was able to get the team on the wavelength that he wanted. They were younger. There wasn't any superstar in theory, big quotations. You know, Leao was coming up. Hernandez was coming up. Mike Mignon was coming up. Now you give this to another journeyman coach. Well, Mike Mignon is a star. Teo Hernandez is a star. And Leao is a star. And hey, you sign Pulisic. He's a star. He's playing well. So now you have all these stars that you need to juggle. And I don't think you have the pedigree to juggle them. It's my honest opinion.
After 2 games. I think you're right about a journeyman, but I think somebody gains experience, Steve.
He does not have it. He didn't have it at Roma, and Roma is a much smaller club than Milan.
But Roma was also, what, 7-8 years ago? A coach does gain experience. Pioli gained experience throughout his years, did he not?
Absolutely. But Pioli, the big thing with Pioli is Pioli's Italian. Fonseca is not.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. Allegri? If it would have to happen.
No, because that is, again, what I wanted to bring up. I'm fed up of recycling coaches. I'm fed up.
So would you go get Sarri?
Yeah, recycling coaches again. They need to think out of the box. The first thing, need to all sit down, Ibra, Moncada, Frulliani, Jerry, whatever his name is, Jerry Cardinali, and say, guys, what kind of team do we want to build? Because I don't know what kind of team they want to build.
And that's where your thumbnail with your idea. Who are we?
Who are we?
Exactly.
Are we a pressing team? Are we a team that's going to bust your ball so much that you're going to lose the ball in the final third, and we're going to recuperate from that? Are we going to defend you to the teeth? Are we going to be so physical with you that you're going to just say, wow, I can't take it anymore? Because I don't know what they are. I don't know what this team is. We said it. You know, you don't want to sign a striker because you have the future in Camarda, you know, Liberali. You have these young guys who are playing at Milan Futuro, and I understand. But guys, look, you super, super need to think outside the box.
Look at Strasburg, Steve. You already, this Patreon is giving us $1.99. Super chat. Would you guys consider Gilardino? Why wouldn't we consider Gilardino? But the only reason I wouldn't consider him, because let's ruin another legend, because we have a history, Stevie P, of ruining Milan legends as coaches, but none of them have had the pedigree and experience that Gilardino has had so far. Thank you, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Gilardino is not a Milan legend, so we're not ruining anything. He played the most of his time at Parma, so we're not ruining anything if it doesn't work out. I don't mind, you know, trying a younger guy. Again, that's thinking outside the box, because he doesn't fit in the mold of a recycled coach. He's not the Fonseca, the Sarri, you know, tried at Napoli, was good at Napoli, then he went to Chelsea, didn't do good at Chelsea, then he went to Lazio, didn't do good at Lazio. Like, now we're starting to, those coaches like Sarri need to go somewhere else and prove to me that they can still coach nowadays. Gilardino is coming up. Would I give someone like Gilardino a chance? Sure, I would give him a chance. I would honestly give him 10 games. That would really be 10 games. But with someone like Fonseca, when you saw what he did, the dumbness that was done at Roma, and it was just not working at Roma, and that's a tenth of the pressure that you have when you come to Milan, why would you try it? It's because you wanted someone else and you couldn't get him? Because, you know, I'm seeing in the chat, you know, you wanted to go outside the box? Yeah, he's an ex-Interista. But hey, Consensao, he makes Porto play with balls. They're not the most talented, but they play with balls.
But that discussion comes back to say, the way, even I think a guy like Consensao or a guy like Klopp, the way they played on fucking Saturday, Steve, like, there's a lot to be blamed on the players as well, because they just weren't sure.
I'm telling you now, I put my hand on fire. Consensao, which I don't know much about, Klopp, which I really admire just because of how, you know, honest and transparent he is when he talks to everybody, whether it be the media, the news, whatever. There is no way that those guys go on the field on Parma and put up a performance like that if those guys are in that thing. These players don't believe in Fonseca. Like, I don't believe in Fonseca. That's a big problem, Vinny.
I'm not going to throw in the towel 2 games in. I'm just going to wait. Again, it's the hopeless romantic, hopeless optimist in me. We shall see, because like Leao said, his thing, nobody goes onto the pitch to lose and not perform, even though it did not seem like that.
He could have fooled me on that one. You know, and that's the thing. You know, like, they're never gonna see this, right? They're never gonna see our podcast, right?
It's a miracle. They don't watch.
It would be a miracle, right? But honestly, I would like to say, you would have fooled me by your performance. You know, and I'm 43 and you're 44, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been watching this shit for a long time, right? So you see with the body language that you're not fooling anybody. I'm sorry. You cannot sulk. You know, you want to sulk after the game? Go ahead. You know, everybody has a bad game and everybody's allowed to have a bad game. But there's things that you can do in the game and things that you can't do in the game, because they play too much of a part on the psychological. Once they see him down and someone's trying to pick him up because he misplaced a pass, Vinny.
Yeah. No, really?
Like, where are we going with this, though? Like, again, this is another guy. He's going to be a father. And I hope that's going to change his mindset. Because that's what needs to change if he wants to go from a good player, because I think Leao is a good player, to a great player.
That's very true. So yeah, Vinny Mancini told Fonseca to watch MWP when he met it, and Fujis and Funyun says only Salad Makers watches.
Know what? Salad Maker, Salchicha Maker.
He gives his all. Even though some the first game he sucked the Vinny, shit, but he gives his all.
You can't blame him for that. You can't. He's coming back to Milan. Hey, you're gonna play left back today. Yeah, but I never.
No, I don't. I didn't shit to me like. No. But he gives his all, like you can see Pavlovich, he was playing his heart out. Salamakers throughout the fucking preseason, and even though he was bad at left back, he was giving it his all, even though his all wasn't good enough, right? It's just, it is what it is.
I've learned how to use the stars, which comment that I wanted to bring up.
Oh, very nice.
Franco Mula, you know, Theo walking instead of sprinting pisses me off. Same thing here. This one is key, guys. Guys, the second star is important, guys.
What do you think it's important, Steve? Let's go with our conversation.
I don't think Jerry Cardinal has been educated on what the second star means.
But if we keep on talking about that this is a business, what does business mean to have a second star? Other than sell new shirts? To Jerry and Cole, what does the second star mean? Said he ain't going to give him money. I want the second star. Don't get me wrong. I'm having a discussion. How important is it to them? To me, what's important is it has to make money.
It has to be. Someone has to explain.
Of course it has to be.
Take this video and send it to him. The second star is like, you're the New York Mets and Inter are the New York Yankees. Does he want to be the New York Mets? Fucking no one wants to be the New York Mets. Because the New York Mets suck. And will always suck.
I totally get you, Steve.
How it's important to the business. But it's more than just being the New York Mets, Vinny. It's being the second team of Milan.
Steve, I'm with you 160%. But when a team, when a management like this got rid of a beloved Milan legend that gave his all, like that. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, for me, I'm sure it might be an objective, but they're not rewriting the whole game plan to win the second star. Look, that to me, because to me, it's like, and I hate saying this. I hate saying this.
Got rid of him. Again, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
Maybe we should stop getting these beloved stars and actually get someone who's done it for years. Because, you know, for years, we had Galliani, yes, with Silvio's money. We didn't have a problem. We didn't have a problem. Yeah, maybe some years we should have won the Scudetto, didn't win, but hey, we popped out with a Champions League. Some years, you know, we could have won the Champions League. We should have won the Champions League. Fucking Istanbul. Hey, we didn't. But we were in it, Vinny. We were not here for fourth place.
True.
This is the problem here. Like, someone needs to educate these guys that I understand financially it has to fix itself because the league in itself is in the shits. But the second star, someone needs to tell him that it's very, very important, not only to business, but to the fans and just to the legacy of this club. We don't want to fall. Right now, we're behind Inter.
Yeah.
When you're two cousin clubs in the same city, you don't want to fall behind Inter or you end up like Torino. And yeah. Torino, to no fault of their own, is Torino because they're Torino, because of a tragic accident. Because that accident doesn't happen. Things are much, much different, I would think.
I still think that this management, and again, I'm agreeing with you on everything. I still think this management, in the end, will look at the books. To me, I think it's just going to go like, did we make money this year? Are we sustainable? Okay, we got Champions League. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that. I'm okay with that. Yes, I want the Scudetto. Yes, I want the fucking second star. But I think the more and more we turn around in this podcast, the way we've been talking for the last 10 plus years, is that it's been harder and harder to accept the fact that this is a business. And most of us have a hard time accepting that, right? And I think the second star should be very important to them. but will never be a priority the way they've been acting so far. And again, who the fuck am I? I don't know anything. I'm not in those boardrooms. I'm just the feeling that I get this whole money, sustainability, whatever the case may be. And did you see that article or that post that in the last 10 years, the Serie A team that is the most in negatives with spending has been Milan? And think about it. What have we spent in the last 4 or 5? That's just the Yong Lee years and whatever. And it's just like, I get it. And Steve, I'm going to repeat myself. I'm with you 100%. I just feel that the second star to them might not be the biggest of importance because of monetary reasons. I need to get the 21st Scudetto. Yes, that I'm with you with that one, Liban.
And I don't think that's going to happen, Liban. To be honest with you, I don't think that's going to happen.
Steve, let's finish off with a bit of busted calcio. Jan is a little under the weather, but he did send us a couple of things. Let's finish off with a nice little laugh. We've been on here for number 1. Door number one, Jan, what does he have for us? Average Juventus enjoyer. This is true, but this win was different. Motta arguably had a worse team, and there was an identity to the team, a clear plan. We won 3-0 last year because of individual brilliance, and we should have probably conceded 1-2 goal. Come on, Giles. And this is replying to Allegri. I'm sure it's not his. 3-1 against Udinese away on match 1, 3-0 against Como at home on match 2. So, I don't know. What is he trying to explain here, Steve, that Motta had a worse team and we won 3-0 last year because of individual brilliance and we should have probably conceded 1-2 goals. Come on, guys.
I don't think Motta has a worse team. I think just Motta has better ideas.
Better ideas and better understanding of his team. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dybalexa. Locatelli FC, we are so back. Steve, look at generational talent, Locatelli. Jesus Christ, man. Was the other one that he wanted us to keep, I think, under slide? No, okay, so people, one game, Steve, Locatelli, we are so back.
It's the same way we jump on our team for negativity, they jump on their team for positivity. Everything in Juve is a shiny new fork and knife, right? So,
Slide number 3. What? Please be aware that currently Calcio. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, so they jumped into the translation problems. How could you not be able to translate there? Like, I make mistakes. I post sometimes for my local soccer club, and I got in trouble today because I didn't really translate in French too well.
This is,
so how could you be like the account of a league that's trying to promote itself a little bit more in the English ranks and have this tweet go out and no one delete it? Please be aware that currently Calcio.
But it did come out. Remember, Steve, last week? No to piracy. That was very important for Serie A. But even though they announced their TV rights, the day before for most of the countries around the world, no to piracy. But
following the London guys, and again, they can hit us up if they're having trouble. I think they were still having trouble finding the matches in the UK.
Way to go, Serie A. Way to go. So, yeah, Serie A AI.
75,000 views, though. That's crazy.
Do we go with this one, Steve, or Locatelli FC? This is not Juventus FC. It's Locatelli FC. We are so back. This one's, it's not bad, but I think it's between these two.
Serie A shouldn't win anything. So, Locatelli FC wins for me.
Locatelli FC for Stevie P. This is like, I you know what? I can't even call it Buster because I don't understand what the fuck they're trying to say. Oh, man. Locatelli FC, we are so back in capital letters. Jan, thanks. We'll see you next week. Hope you feel better soon. Stevie P, what's this week looking like? Thursday, we got, Wednesday, we got Coast to Coast. We got Strasbourg Steve going in for tagging
Strasbourg
in for
Steve in the house.
Thank you again for the super chat. Wednesday, Thursday, Champions League draw. I believe the 31st will be the official schedule. I'm just waiting, right? Because like some old people at the bar trying to tell me I'm not a real Milan fan, I'm organizing this whole trip based on Milan to see where I'm going to go watch my beloved Milan. Perché nella gioia e nel dolore, ovunque sempre forza Milan. Can't wait to go meet Colin in Dublin. I think even Khaled from Patreon is going to be there just for a day. Gonna go meet Shane and Malaga, and then please be somewhere in inwards Germany, or you know what, I would love to have a game in England. Then I got that wedding in Milan. So Steve, you're gonna have Jan's gonna probably take over for me, but can't wait. How's your week looking? Or you may be seeing each other on Saturday, but I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about on Monday's podcast. And Monday's off, huh? We have a Labor Day here in Canada. Yes,
sir. Monday is off.
Monday is off, so Saturday maybe. If not, we're going to catch up on Monday. Again, subscribe for Fabio's Coast to Coast on Wednesday. I'm going to go on Saturday for pregame chat. Maybe Strasbourg Steve is going to join us. He's the Laziale out of our Patreon to replace him. that's a good one, Steve. Steve. Do you have anything in closing to say before we headed home?
Let's hope that Milan puts in a performance against Steve's Lazio. And I hope that Fonseca can turn this around. I am not confident that he can. I hope he can.
On that note, thank you for joining. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.